With SRN Sports, I'm Jeremy House. Major League Baltimore Orioles maintain a 2.5-game lead over the Tampa Bay Rays in the AL East, scoring late to beat the Chicago White Sox.
Anthony Santander's 3-run double in the bottom of the 7th inning broke a 1-all tie, and the Orioles went on to beat the White Sox 9-3. The Orioles added 5 more in the 8th inning to put the game away. Santander had an RBI hit in that inning. Ryan McKenna had 2 hits and 2 RBI. Austin Hayes had 2 hits and scored a run. He says Santander has been clutch all year.
Like the ball tonight, he fought it off to the right side. He just finds a way to come in clutch when we battle to get guys on base, and give him that opportunity more times than not, he comes through for us.
Danny Coulomb got the win in relief. Aaron Bummer suffered the loss. Craig Heist, Baltimore.
Other American League winners included the New York Yankees, Houston, Cleveland, and Oakland. This is SRN Sports. Staying with baseball in the National League, last night winners were the Chicago Cubs, St. Louis, Atlanta, San Francisco, and the LA Dodgers. Interleague winners included Philadelphia, Texas, Tampa Bay, Washington, and Pittsburgh. NFL news, Buffalo Bills safety Damar Hamlin has made the 53-player cut. The moment marks the biggest milestone in Hamlin's bid to resume his football career after a near-death experience during a game at Cincinnati in January. In tennis, Venus Williams' 100th career U.S. Open match produced her most lopsided loss at the Grand Slam tournament, where she won the trophy in 2000 and 2001. The 43-year-old Williams was eliminated 6-1, 6-1 by Belgian qualifier Griet Minnen at Arthur Ashe Stadium in the first round last night. And in golf, Zach Johnson has chosen Justin Thomas and Ricky Fowler for the U.S. Ryder Cup team. This is SRN Sports.